A man who loves a good rain shower like no one I've ever met, and is going to tell us why it was so good for us to just be practically underwater all week. It's Larry Weber. Good morning, Larry.
Yeah, well, I told you a million times not to exaggerate, and that's exactly what you did there. Yeah, we didn't get underwater all week, but we certainly got some beautiful rain. Yeah, I was very glad to see it. 2.5 inches of rain recorded at my place. I think the Weather Service in Duluth had about the same. And so, yeah, it was terrific. It was what we needed. Don't forget the previous week we didn't get any rain, and so it was becoming warmer. It was moving into the next phase of May, and that was time for rain. Another thing to keep in mind is we live in a climate that, you know, we tend to think of this in tropics and so forth, but we live in a climate that has a rainy season. And that rainy season begins in May, especially the second half of May. Well, welcome to the rainy season. Yeah, it was absolutely beautiful rain, the response of which is just fabulous. We are greening almost as you can look outside. You are right now in a position where you're not seeing a lot of green. However, if you step outside, it's going to be greener than it was earlier this morning. It is just amazing how fast things are happening right now. The second half of May is always our greening time. And though a lot of trees are not yet there in their green leaves, they are on the way. Even the ones that are latest to open their leaves are starting to open their leaves, the oaks and the maples and so forth. There are a few that won't be opening leaves until about June. But for the most part, we are going to see a phenomenal green effect in the next 2 weeks. Yes, it was terrific. Also, the forest floor is just lush and green. I have been talking the last couple of weeks about getting out to Jay Cook State Park and seeing the spring wildflowers. That is phase one of the spring wildflowers. Those are the ones that need the sunlight. There's more or less 15 species that you can find out there that do. Once the leaves come out and they get in shade, they don't last much longer. But phase two is starting soon, if not now, and that is the ones that can handle the shade tolerant ones. And they'll be in bloom. This week I saw just terrific blooms of trillium. Trillium, one of our large white flowers, three leaves, three petals. That's why it's called trillium. They were just outstandingly in bloom this week. Other things of note, the ferns I mentioned last time about fiddleheads just coming up, uncurling the leaves above the ground. Well, now some of those ferns are at least knee-high. Yeah, all that is thanks to rain. Somebody asked me about morels, and well, we don't get many morels in this area, but we do get what's called the false morel. And yeah, they're growing in my yard right now. And no, I'm not going to talk about eating them because you should not eat false morels, but I'll let somebody else talk about that. Birds of note, the walks the last couple of days have turned into warbler walks. With rain and with wind, a lot of times what these birds do, now keep in mind, they feed on insects. They find a sheltered spot, a spot where they can go where the insects are active. And I happened upon a couple of those spots this week. Actually, it was the same spot, and I came back twice. 14 species of warblers in two visits. Yes, they are definitely out there and in good numbers. Warblers are frustrating. They're difficult to see. If you're going to see them, have a pair of binoculars and bring along your patience. Don't be in a hurry. They flutter around in the branches, often kind of high, and just when you think you've got a good view of it, then it will move on. So it takes a little patience to see them. But this may be the best time of the whole year to see warblers. And the reason for that is that we're getting a migration. We're getting a good variety. The leaves are not yet out. They're not yet out in their full growth. Therefore, it's a little bit easier to see them. And I definitely recommend getting a pair of binoculars and go take a look. You don't even need to leave your yard. They are so plentiful at this time. Other things of note, this week I noted the first migrant of catbird. Veery is a kind of thrush that is associated with the North Country that is just an absolutely beautiful bird with a beautiful song. Rosebreast, grosbeak, Baltimore oriole, various flycatchers, least flycatcher, eastern kingbird, All of those came across in migration. But probably to me, the greatest discovery of the week of a migrant was a bird that is not that common in our part of the country anymore. Once upon a time, maybe it was, but not so much. And that's the whippoorwill. Whippoorwills get their name because of a song they sing. If you've ever heard them, you'll notice it's not whippoorwill, it's whippoorwill, whippoorwill, whippoorwill. And they will do it enthusiastically, very quickly, and they'll keep on going and going and going hundreds of times in succession. They have actually been counted to repeat that at least 1,000 times. An amazing bird. Once upon a time, they may have been a little more common in our area. Right now, their populations have suffered a good amount, and they're not as common. I last heard one on my place, I estimated at least 20 years ago, maybe 25 years ago. But this week, one evening, I went out. That's the other thing about them, is they sing after dark. I went out, and I was just sitting as dusk was moving in, and it was just an absolutely beautiful night. No, it was not raining. And then I heard the whippoorwill singing. I figured it was probably just a migrant passing through, so sure enough, when I went out the next evening, it was not there anymore. But nevertheless, it was such a great sound to hear. They are cousins of a bird that many of us probably have heard of called a nighthawk. Both nighthawks and whippoorwills belong to a group called nightjars. They are associated with night. They've got cousins all over the country. And they feed on insects, and that just a superb bird to see. Other things of note, the bats have been flying, the Canada geese babies have been out, I've been robin nests, phoebe nests, and I expect any day now to see the fawns, the first fawns appearing of the season. The frogs have really responded to the rain as well, and I've been hearing many of those. In many cases, I thought they were pretty much done for the season, but nope, they keep right on calling thanks to the recent rain. So, yes, not everybody, maybe Lisa, appreciates the rain, but there are those of us who do. It was spectacular. So.
Larry, what kind of frog is it that makes kind of a wet kerthump noise?
Say that again, please.
There's a frog that makes a noise that I've heard you talk about. It makes kind of a wet kerthump noise. It sounds a little bit yeah.
Sort of a wet what?
Kind of a thump noise.
Thump?
Yeah.
Thump.
There's
a knock-knock. Is that it?
At any rate, I was out west last week. I was out in western Minnesota last weekend, and right backing up to my folks' place is a marsh, and that frog was kerthumping away, kind of making this kerthumping noise. Yeah, and I was like, hey, that's a frog. I don't know where it is, and it's probably a tiny little frog, but...
We have up here the mink frog, which makes a sound that kind of sounds like knock knock. However, it's more of a summer frog, and I don't know how much it would be in the west. It's more associated with the north. Next time you go out there, you record it. Okay?
That's what I well, and I'll also go to the DNR webpage and see if I can find it, and then we'll talk about it. Yeah,
enjoy. Take care,
frog, Larry. Larry Weber, how are you going to find a frog to photograph a frog in a marsh? Well, if anybody could do it, it would be Larry Weber. That's all we have to say. Larry Weber is an author, naturalist, frog call enthusiast, frog caller, bird counter, author, and I forgot to mention, last night's guest speaker at the NEMBA, Northeastern Minnesota Book Awards ceremony. He's a big deal, and he's our guest every Friday right here on Northland Morning.